From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that an analysis about the Universal Basic Monthly Income Program in Kingston found that participants reported improved financial health, an increased sense of self-worth, and an enhanced quality of life. The analysis was conducted by the University of Pennsylvania. There is a similar program in the city of Hudson. Former Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan, who now represents the area in Congress, initiated the program. Participants received a guaranteed monthly income of $500 a month for 14 months, with the amount decreasing each of the last 3 months of the program. The report said, and I quote, "Findings from the pilot indicate that despite the extraordinary stressors of the global pandemic and unprecedented nationwide inflation, the treatment group held steady or improved in many of the primary outcomes measured, while these same outcomes declined for the control group. Although the treatment group exhibited minor declines in specific areas such as psychological distress, on average they experienced greater improvements in financial health, physical health, housing and food security compared to the control group. Further, these stable and positive trends among GI recipients held steady even after the cash disbursements ended," end quote. Lee, who has received $500 a month, said, and I quote, "Before the program, I wouldn't have gone to the doctors because I had always, you know, going back to like the things that I cut out, like doctor's appointments. I didn't even think about doctor's appointments because I just was like, whatever. You know, I don't need to get my teeth cleaned," end quote. The study found 50% of those in the program were employed full-time at the start, compared to 32% in the control group. At the end of the program, 59% of the recipients were employed full-time, while only 47% were in the control group. Current Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger said, and I quote, "We now have measurable data from our own county indicating that cash assistance helps reduce poverty and its associated risk and harms while enabling our residents to gain more agency and control over their lives," end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that Governor Kathy Hochul's office announced on November 28th that State Route 23A in Hunter and Tannersville will be resurfaced from Route 296 to Scribner Hollow Road. $1.1 million out of the $100 million funding package will go to the mountain road in Greene County. Hochul said, and I quote, "From a devastating blizzard to historic flooding, we are living in a time of record-breaking weather events which have left many roads across New York State in need of repair and rejuvenation. This $100 million will lengthen the lifespan of dozens of roads across the state, making them more resilient in the face of future extreme weather conditions," end quote. The resurfacing work will happen in the spring of 2024. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Jack Arpey reports in New York State of Politics that last week, New York's Court of Appeals ruled that bicyclists have the same rights as motor vehicle drivers in traffic stops. The court ruled that traffic stops associated with bicycles should require the same standard for police as automobile stops. Daniel Lambright, senior staff attorney for the New York Civil Liberties Union, said, and I quote, "Biking is often thought of as a leisurely activity, but it's becoming more integrated into the daily lives of individuals. It's important to protect them and make sure they aren't being stopped on a whim by an officer with a mere suspicion," end quote. Peter Kehoe, executive director of the New York Sheriff's Association, disagreed with the court, saying, and I quote, "Even though their intuition tells them something is wrong, there isn't enough probable cause or reasonable suspicion to stop that person, so they can't stop them," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.